1979.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very, very, very sick.
Wow. Yeah.
It was great.
Well, a lot of that is all the time, you know. I don't think that changes too much, but, you know, the police at least give you a feeling that there's some control happening. It's probably a false illusion, but, you know, it gives you a little comfort. You look around, you do see them standing on the corners watching these people do all these things, you know.
Must be very loose morals down there, huh?
Yes. Well, and I think that the open drink, you know, laws make it that much easier. You know, the fact that you can, you know, buy alcohol and just wander up and down the street with an open container, which is not typical anywhere else that I know of.
Sounds like a utopian society. Everyone's drunk and naked.
That's a good description. If you could picture, you know, a tailgate party, a fraternity party, St. Patrick's Day parade with alcohol allowed and no police barricades next to the road, and then you kind of, like, blend them all together and have that, like, for 10 days in a row, you got Mardi Gras.
Wow. We're going. Next year, we're going on the road.
Now, there you go.
Would you go back?
Definitely should come down here.
Would you go back again?
Huh?
Would you go back again?
Yeah, I might. You know, I don't know that I'd have to do, like, I mean, you know, at a point, you know, you've seen a couple of parades, you've seen them all, I think.
Yeah. What's in the parades, mainly? Is there floats? Are there floats and stuff in the parades?
There are floats. I mean, they're kind of normal parades in many senses. Marching bands from different schools, some are local, some have come from out of town, you know, they've been invited or something. Each parade has some sort of a theme, although the theme is pretty loose. Sometimes they actually get the float and then base the theme around whatever float they have. And then on the floats, the difference is the people are all in costume and have masks, and they throw the beads and cups and flying saucers, food sometimes, into the crowd. So everybody stands along the edge of the street, not only to watch, but they have ladders and stuff so that they can climb up and get a better reach of the flying beads.
They have ladders?
Oh, yeah, they have step ladders, and a lot of them have these little chairs at the top, so some of them with little safety bars so their children can sit, you know, up at the top. But again, you have to remember that it's a tailgate party at the same time. So they have grills and wine and, you know, and they've been there all day to stake out their spot. So they've been out partying for hours before the parade ever happens. So,
is anybody
and the floats are huge and they're right next to the people. I mean, as I said, there's not necessarily a police barricade or anything. So you're standing, you could touch the float, not a wise thing because it's a moving vehicle, you know. And they're, you know, a couple stories high, so the people are hurling things at you. You really have to look up and have your hands up in the air, even if you don't want anything, just for self-defense.
And people bring their children to these parades?
Excuse me?
People bring their kids?
Oh, yeah. They're actually, even out here at night, where we've seen people walking around, you know, nearly naked, they're tiny children, and which is really a mistake in our humble opinion, those of us who are older. We look at them and think, why would you, you know, not only, you know, you might worry about what they're seeing, but just the total chaos and so many people who've had so much to drink, that's not really where I would want a child, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, just because of something that could happen, you know, everybody is at some risk, but a small child, and sometimes they're in a stroller or something, it's just, to me, that's sort of crazy. There are some parades that are a little bit more family-oriented, you know, where they're, and the parades are a little bit cleaner, we'll say, as far as, you know, everybody's dressed and stuff. It's really out on the street where they seem to have an aversion to clothing.
Are you in a restaurant now or something, or a club, or what?
I am actually on a street corner.
You're at a payphone on a street corner?
Can you hear them in the background?
Oh, yeah, it's very loud. You're on, like, a payphone?
I'm getting an evil eye from somebody. I think he wants to use the phone, but
okay.
Wait. There's more than one phone in New Orleans, you know. Last time I checked.
Well, you need a WPKN t-shirt on so they know you're on the radio. Maybe that'll help.
Well, he doesn't look like he cares, honestly.
Oh,
I'm not going to challenge him either. He's at least twice my size. So.
Tell him he's a big fat sissy. That always works.
So, somebody right in front of me. There we go. Some girl just flashed her breast, and now she's being pommeled with beads from the balcony above.
All right.
Love it.
There you go. On the air. Oh,
all right.
Awesome. Threw her shirt. There we go.
She threw her shirt.
Jesus.
So,
hey, I just wanted you to feel like you were here enjoying the festivities.
This is great.
Now her friend is handing her drink back to her now that she's put her shirt back on, you know.
Oh, so she.
God forbid she should miss having that drink for 2 minutes.
So this woman actually took her shirt off. She didn't just lift it up.
What?
She took her shirt off completely.
Well, no, she just, you know, it's a technique. You have to grab the shirt and the bra all at the same time and get it up over, you know, your breast so you can flash. And you have to lean back because the people up on the balcony, they can't see her. And then, you know, so you need both hands. And then when she's done, of course, you know, she yanks them back down. And immediately her drink comes back to her from a friend's hand.
And that's a good friend for you.
There you go. Some people actually stand around and pose for pictures. Most of them are kind of a quick flash to get the beads, and then they move on. There's a whole negotiation process, though. I mean, some of the girls on the balcony also, you know, they want the guys to, like, drop their pants or something. Some of them moon them or whatever, you know, depending on the request and the beads and how much they want those beads.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, of course, tomorrow the beads are all worthless. But today, they're priceless.
Yep.
You have beads, you can negotiate, you know?
Sounds like an internet stock craze.
There you go.
Well,
now, I understand some of the pictures are going straight to the internet, but I don't know where. But there is the cyber king of Mardi Gras, you know, who has a website. So I do have that website back at the house. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Are there any pictures of you on the website yet?
I don't think so. I haven't done anything website worthy. Compared to the crowd.
Are you just gonna like one time for the hell of it? You're just gonna get a little wild before it ends.
Come on, loosen up, Ann.
Come on.
I missed the last thing you said.
You just have to get a little wild. You have to do one wild thing before you leave Mardi Gras. You have to loosen up a little bit.
Well, you know, I do have some fun, but I don't really think I want to end up on the internet out of this crowd, you know. What you have to do to be on the internet is not really on the list of things I was planning to do. But I'll have to find that site and see if the pictures are a good representation, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let us know. Let us know what the site is.
All right. So just let us know when you get back what the site is.
I will. I have it back at the house. I just don't have it out here on the street with me.
All right. Ann Kerr.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks,
hey,
Ann.
No problem. I'm going to go because the line is building behind me.
All right. Tell everybody.
I'm going to be outnumbered by an ugly crowd.
Give everybody regards from WPKN down there.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Ann. I'll talk to you in a couple days.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Have fun.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Ann. Thanks.
Bye.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. Ann. Ann Carrick from live from New Orleans.
New Orleans,
from the Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Happy Fat Tuesday. How you doing, man?
The website is just, it's on Yahoo, and they have it, it's all day long. It's bourbon, www.bourbonstreet.com.
Oh, that's really,
it,
huh?
And they, it's every 20 seconds they give you an update, a picture, and if you have the real live audio, you know, you can get, you know, live video audio.
Wow.
Wait, is it Bourbon Street, S-T, or spell out street?
Actually, all you have to write is just bourbon... Bourbon.com. It comes right up.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bourbon, you know, so you can't miss it.
What's on there now?
I'm just pulling in my driveway.
Oh.
I was on the highway. That girl did an excellent job, by the way, describing Mardi Gras.
I know, wasn't that great?
She was very
sounded like
she could get a job doing it. She was so accurate.
Well, that's what she does. She's a radio reporter, so that's
she should be.
Yeah.
I said the same thing after we hung up because I don't know who she is. I said, she sounds just like a reporter.
Excellent job. I was impressed.
Oh, that's
made
great.
Me feel like I'd want to be there.
You just want to see the girls taking their shirts off, right?
I've been to 10 Mardi Gras.
10?
Yeah, I used to live down there. And you get tired of them after a while, you know, because the city gets too crowded. But, you know, it's fun. You do miss it.
Where'd you go to school down there?
Yeah, I went to...
Tulane?
Well, I wish I did. I actually went to LSU.